Well, you can blame these results in part on Uncle Sam and Mother Nature. In the month of April, we saw the number of units sold statewide fall some 23%, and the valuations fell by nearly 25% when you compare year-over-year numbers. For starters, April 2010 was the final month of a federal tax credit for first-time home buyers, and that saw a lot of folks come through the door with purchases. So when you stack the numbers against each other, there's a real rough comparison. Also, people will remember that Arkansas had a horrible April as far as severe weather is concerned. Nearly half the month was consumed with storms and tornadoes. That deterred some people from shopping for a home, I think.
And when you crawl through these housing numbers, David, are there any good signs that you see in there?
Well, a couple of things. First, the average price of a home in Arkansas has remained pretty steady, and we haven't seen those prices fall or rise dramatically for a long time like we've seen in some other states. So that's one thing. There were also pockets of urban or suburban areas around the state that didn't have a terrible month. For instance, Jonesboro, Hot Springs, Conway, Fort Smith, they all had single-digit declines or even gains. So the housing market was much better in those important areas of the state.
David, any indication of how May may shape up for the housing market in Arkansas?
Well, anecdotally, I think it's going to be a rough patch, maybe not as bad as April, but I'll be surprised if there's a big rebound. Looking at what I've been seeing, it seems slower. Again, there was poor weather in May, and a year ago in May, there was still a backlog of those big home sales with the federal tax credit still clogging the system. So I see May as a month where we could still see some rough comparisons to last year.